Entering the Ring is the podcast you don't want to miss. Lucha House Show Podcast. Ring the bell!
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of our favorite and your favorite wrestling podcast, Lucha House Show Podcast. And it's a very special episode indeed. In case you hadn't noticed, I am rocking my limited edition Chalkline WrestleMania 39 jacket, which means it's very, very special. And it's a new dawn. It's a new dawn for professional wrestling. And God, it's great to say that professional wrestling has risen from the ashes of sports entertainment. It's a new era. It's a new dawn. Some people are calling it the Paul Levesque era. Some people are calling it the Renaissance era. I'm calling it the Cody Rhodes era, the Damian Priest era, the Rhea Ripley era, the A-Town Down Under era, the Sami Zayn era. And, man, this is just, I'm so excited. As always, I'm joined by my colleagues here at ringside, Rowdy Roddy Parra and the Armless Wonder Renzo, who might get a bit upset today because all we're going to talk about is WWE. We're going to save the AEW for next week because there might be some stuff going down. But this week, it's all about WWE. It's all about the greatest WrestleMania of all time. We're going to go through our predictions. We're going to go through our thoughts. And we're going to go through that ending, which I've got to say, nobody, no expert, no internet expert, no real journalist, no one predicted what happened. No one. What do you guys think? What are your thoughts? Rod, let's kick it off.
I think you said it, man. Best WrestleMania in history. The new era, the new dawn, the renaissance. This is the Paul Levesque era. Let's talk about it. It's the Aussie era as well, mate. Aussie's grabbing gold.
Yes.
The Latinos are grabbing gold. It's Latinos in the Aussie's era in WWE, which is fucking great. We got Mami from one side, Eitan Dananda from the other side. We got Aussie's all over. Bronson Reed. He won
Bronson Reed.
It's just Aussies all over the place, man. It's just great. And Latinos as well. We got Bayley and Damian Priest, man, representing the Latinos with the two big titles. It was just...
Hey, I'm counting Cody Rhodes as Latino. He's one of us. His mom's Cubana. So, you know.
It could be, but just that's like getting to the contradiction. But yeah, it could be a little bit. But, you know, it was just absolutely ecstasy to the point that didn't even realize in night one. It was the second longest match in history of WrestleMania. Was the main event. I didn't even know. It was so good that I didn't even know. For me, it's just ecstasy from the beginning to end. And the second day, now I had to watch it at work and it just, when that ending kicked in, I had to jump like a monkey all over the place. I'm pretty sure the people across the room, the other office were looking at me like, what the fuck is this guy happening? And the people under me having lunch were like, who's this dumping upstairs? So, for me, it was great, man. What about you, Renzo?
Look, I love it's night two. Night one, I thought was a bit slow, and we talked about it, right? And I think, look, the two night thing, I don't know if it could be condensed into one WrestleMania. Not everyone has to be there, man. I think that the night two just blew night one out of the water, man. It just blew it. But we'll get into it, and we'll go through our thoughts.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest. Like, since the split in two nights, we got too many titles, and and to fit them all in one, it takes away from some titles. They get lost in the mix. I think and let's be honest. Look, it's just the starting of WrestleMania is a big task. And the end of WrestleMania is a big task. So they picked the perfect birth night, the beginning of them. It was just absolutely perfect. And the ending, well, we knew the ending. It was just what was going to happen. We got it right. I think we got it right, birth night, the main event. We got some right. I think Renzo was the one that got most right than anyone else. I think he was the one, you know, getting everything in, and let me have a look. I'm just gonna copy and paste this.
Let's go match by match.
That's what I'm gonna do. So that's why I'm copying and pasting one side to another. So I know the results that we said plus what happened. So let's start it with the kickoff of WrestleMania. First of all, what do you guys are your thoughts on the 2 hour? It was a 1 hour, 2 hour kickoff show. Before the WrestleMania started, what are your thoughts on that? that long of an episode before it started. I don't know if it was just because of this WrestleMania or if something's going to keep going.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I think content is king. So the more content that's put out there, the better. So I don't have a problem with it at all. Plus, it's like it gives you good insight. And for people that haven't been keeping up with it like we do on a weekly basis, it provided like the good information to the lead up to all the stories that were part of WrestleMania. So I don't have a problem with it at all.
Yeah, look, I think it kind of dragged on a bit. I don't know. You're right, Mars. I think they could have done this. They gave a background on the stories and things like that. But I don't know. I just felt like it kind of dragged on a bit. But hey, no, it was a good start. And let's get into the matches.
Yeah, I just want to hear your thoughts. Just a little bit. I know, but yeah, let's go. We start away with the matches. We go. The kickoff of WrestleMania, which we said it many, many, many times, many PLE pay-per-view, the beginning of a pay-per-view of PLE is a massive task. And once again, it was given to women's match. Once again, WWE did it. The step to the plate and just fucking deliver, man. It was Rhea Ripley defending the Women's World Championship against Becky Lynch. 17 minutes roughly lasted. What are your thoughts on Mami retaining the title?
This was a good match, man. It was a good start to WrestleMania. We've talked about Becky Lynch for a number of episodes now that, you know, we thought that she'd lost her edge. We talked about her, I think, last week as
not
well.
Not me, for the record, not me.
But hey, she really brought it to this match. Yeah. She wrestled really, really well. It's a Becky Lynch that I haven't seen in years, man. You know, even before she went and had a baby. So this was great, man. Seeing her step up to the plate and really give her all to this match. Of course, Rhea Ripley was going to retain. We all said that. But Becky Lynch bought it and it was a great start.
Before I go to you, Marce, what about the entry? I know you liked it. I know you loved it and you enjoyed it.
You guys know I'm a massive metal guy. And when you mix metal and wrestling, it's like, you know, Mars is a happy man.
100%.
He's not the voice of violence. He's the voice of happiness. No, that rocked. That seriously fucking rocked. Like motionless in white brought it. Like Rhea Ripley. Like and that's great. The fact that like she can give them that exposure. Like they had a massive worldwide audience, which they might not get usually. So good on them, man. They really pulled it off. It was great, man. It was fantastic. And the match itself, you know, great way to start WrestleMania. Massive pressure starting the biggest like PLE of the year. And mate, they brought it, man. They delivered. You guys have been critical of Becky recently. I have not. I think she brings it every time she gets in that ring. We all got this one right. I don't think anybody expected Rhea to lose the title. I've gone on record on this very program that to say that now, usually on a weekly basis, that Rhea Ripley will have a Roman Reigns type championship reign. So I was not surprised. But, yeah, man, what a match. They really brought it. Really, yeah, really impressive.
Look, I'll be honest. With the Becky Lynch, it's just because, look, before you got into the podcast, we were like following since the pandemic and all the stuff. So we have that bit more of a exposure to Becky Lynch before that happened. So we could actually see more of the thing, which a part of what you have, but that's mainly why we never said Becky Lynch can bring it. Becky Lynch is the man for a reason. It's just that she lost the edge a little bit, but whatever she lost in this match, it was not lost. She got it back, man. She just wrestled Rhea Ripley. It wasn't an easy match for Ripley, which was great. That's what we needed. We needed Mami to show her full potential. She did it. She showed why she championed, why she has to retain. And that ending was great. I loved it, man. Loved the beginning of the match. She just pumped me up. I think everyone got pumped. And I think she got a bigger cheer than she got when she won the title in Australia. That's for sure. And it was just, what is that? 1, 2, 3, and just explode the fucking stadium. Everyone was happy. And I think that was the tonic in all the matches. Even though some matches were dropping down, once you get to the last 5 minutes or 10 minutes of that match, crowd just got involved, engaged. And when you get that 3 count, it was like, wow.
Don't forget, it was absolutely freezing. Like the crowd was literally freezing their proverbials off. That's why they might not have been as into it as the second night. It was cold as fuck.
But the second night was warmer than the first night, to be honest.
Yeah, it was.
10 degrees was the first night. 10 degrees.
Yeah, look, when they announced that they were having this in Philly in April, I thought, oh, geez, it might be a bit cold. You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, but it was great. And Mami retains, and Mami, just like you said, and we said it, she's going to have a great run as champion. This is the way they're going. I thought it was going to be the beginning of the split of the Judgment Day. It clearly is not. The Judgment Day just got stronger in a massive way. We're going to talk about that later on. But yeah, great way to start the match. A great way to start the night. Second match of the night, I got something from Wikipedia. I apologize. I can't remember. It was the six-pack team ladder match. Was that one? Yeah. Quick, sweet. Yeah, sorry. That was just beautiful. Let's talk about, we go back. I think we felt a little bit that Edge, Christian, the Hardy Boys,
and the Dudleys
feeling that night, because goddamn, that match was had everything. I think Gargano had the WrestleMania moment of the night. I think he did. What he hit on that corner against that ladder, that's something special, man. That's a WrestleMania moment. Like, you don't ask for a WrestleMania. Like, Joaquin Wilde said, let's make a WrestleMania moment. He fucked it up right there. As soon as he said that, that's it, gone. You don't ask for a WrestleMania moment. You just get a WrestleMania moment. And I think the only one that did it, especially part of the main events, because we knew. I think it was Gargano in this match. And then, fuck, surprise for me, Eitan Dananda, man. I did not pick it. I think the only one he picked it was Renzo.
Renzo's
the only one that picked Eitan Dananda. I didn't think they were going to get it. It was just nuts. I loved it because it was the SmackDown title. And he was an Aussie, man. I went on Instagram and I saw some Aussie wrestlers watching, and the reaction was just everyone just lost their shit here. It's been in every single news, Nine News, and all the news has been like, an Aussie just won the title, you know, especially because he's from Western Sydney, you know, such a like blue collar area, man, that just everyone was like, fuck. And then we had, of course, Awesome Truth, the first win for in WrestleMania years. We picked it. We Marcel, Renzo had Judgment Day. So we all got split decisions here. We all got half-half. Great, both of them. I can't complain at all. The match and the results.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I did like that moment that you described with Johnny Gargano, but I thought that Grayson Waller had his own WrestleMania moment too, when he got thrown out into the ladder outside the ring, and he took that. That was a massive bump, and they'd already won the titles by that stage. They could have just sat back, and he took a massive bump. And man, I'm super chuffed that him and Austin Theory got those titles. It's a massive push for Grayson Waller. He does great work, man. And, you know, I met him in Perth. He's a nice guy. He never breaks character. He's kind of like MJF. He never breaks character. So
he's
you don't know
himself.
What.
He's
him. Yeah.
He's an Aussie. He's an Aussie bloke.
Yeah, he's
man.
Full. He's a fool. Like, he's an SA from Western Sydney. You know what
that's
I mean?
It, literally.
But it's mate. They deserve it. They're going to do great with those titles. And yeah, I was super stoked. And needless to say, R-Truth and The Miz, again, classics. But as soon as we saw those two titles on separate hooks, then, you know, that was a given. They were always going to be separated. Definitely, man. Two very deserving teams. And, I was super stoked.
Yeah, man. Look, I was happy that A-Town Dunn got it and I got my pick. For the work that Grayson Waller's done, man, he's just done amazing things, man.
Yep.
And, you know, anyone that sees his work, man, he deserves something. He deserves a recognition, and he got it, man. He got his belt, and not only that, he got a WrestleMania moment. So it was great, man. But it was great to see just a mayhem in a ladder match. It was absolutely fantastic. So I loved it. It was good fun, good rockin' fun. I think from there, I don't know, man. It kind of lost its edge for me after that, but The two matches, yeah, absolutely good start to WrestleMania.
Yeah, look, for me, it was just completely hype. It was a soft hype. That's the thing. I think night two was like boom and then drop a little bit and then boom again. This night one was like, let's start hard, but they just continue the hype slowly. It's like having an edible, you know? It hits and then continue hitting.
No, I don't know. No, I don't know.
You don't know? Let's disclose. Mark says he doesn't know.
Wrong pod, Mr. Dreadlock Demon. Leave that Rastafarian stuff for the Rob Van Dam pod.
Hey, man. Hang on a second. Talking about Rob Van Dam, we got to talk about the induction of the Hall of Fame. I think we can't
That deserves its own episode, man.
We'll probably do three parts when we talk about that because, goddamn.
We can talk about that next week when we talk about AEW. We won't spend too much time on them.
I don't know. It's a moment now, but whatever. We'll talk about it later. Anyways, it just night one was a slow heat. They continue going up to get to the other side. Night two was more intense. I agree with Renz in that regard. But then we had the Rey Mysterio and Andrade against Santos Escobar and Derry Dom. Then we don't know what's it called. For his name, 2 seconds. Rey Mysterio's tag team partner, which was
Andrade.
His original one. Which
Dragon Lee.
Dragon Lee.
Got hit by someone. Something happened. I reckon it was Carlitos. That's at least is my theory. I think Carlitos was because he got hit, no one saw, and he was the only one there. So that's at least my side. But Andrade and Rey Mysterio, man, one, they're walking into a ring, man. That was great to see him with the mask. I'm gonna say La Sombra, Andrade, man. If you haven't seen it, go and watch La Sombra when he was in CMLL. You guys are gonna enjoy Andrade when he used to wear a mask. That was his early stage and he was the champion of CMLL, man. His English, much better than it was before, that's for sure. And then we had the other side, we got Derry Dom with Santos Escobar in. This was great because we saw both factions going against each other at some point. Yeah. Even we saw the girls going against each other, like just everyone going against everyone. But then Rey Mysterio and Andrade taking the win with an appearance from the Philly boys from the, what's it called?
Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles, girls, and who was the other guy?
Oh, the center. I can't remember his name.
I can't remember, but one of the girls. He's been, because he's the brother of the guy that's dating the other chick, which...
Don't say it. That's got nothing to do with professional wrestling.
For some reason...
He's his own man. He was famous before she was.
I know. But it's a different thing. Anyways, Andrade gets the win with Rey Mysterio, which we didn't call it, but Renzo did. Renzo saw the future. And he was like, are they going to win it? And he got it right. Fuck.
He got it right. Credit where credit's due.
11 minutes. It's one of the two shortest matches of the night. Three, actually, but two tied and literally same time. What are your thoughts on this one?
Look, I loved this match, but it left me wanting more just because of the caliber of some of the guys that were in there, right? And it was relatively short. That was one of the things that kind of surprised me. Although there was, a lot of action and, things happening and the factions fighting, there was just like something that was just kind of like, left me wanting more. I think they could have extended this a little bit longer, maybe put a few plot twists. I thought Andrade was going to turn on Rey. I was like, he's going to turn, but he didn't. And yeah, it was just one of like, all right. Kelsey came in with the other fella and Rey won. And yeah, it was just kind of, I don't know, anticlimactic almost. But yeah, left me wanting more, man. These guys put on a really good show. We need to see more Lucha in WWE. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, I definitely agree with every single thing you just said. It was Lucha, it was pure Lucha Libre. It was great. I mean, that spot with that double high cross body off the top rope, Andrade and Rey Mysterio. Wow, that was insane. And even Joaquin Wilde, even though he announced that let's do a WrestleMania moment, he still flew, man. Like that's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
But Yeah, no, it did leave me wanting more. And I didn't mind the ending, but it was a bit of a novelty, which I don't think the match needed.
Definitely was not needed, but it was good to see LW get a win. This feud's gonna continue, which is great. Which is also gonna get into final Rey Mysterio against Dom for so much sometime before Rey Mysterio retires. So great to see it. Great win. The only one who got it was Renzo, so good on you, man. Then we got to the one that all of us got wrong, which was the Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso match. We all thought Jimmy was going to win it. In fact, no, Jey won it. There was no solo. There was nothing. No. It was a one-on-one match between brothers.
It was brother versus brother. Yeah.
Brother versus brother. 8 minutes. 11:05. Also one of the shortest matches of the night. I don't know. Just good for Jey to get a win at WrestleMania. Another one to his pocket. I don't know if we're going to go too much into it because he literally did nothing. It was just a bypass match.
I liked the match. It was good. It was brother versus brother. Only the third time in WrestleMania history that brothers have taken on each other. It was Bret versus Owen Hart and Matt and Jeff Hardy. There was one thing I kind of didn't like about the match. It was a great match, but I didn't like the fact that they weren't really selling those super kicks much.
Oh, yeah.
Because a super kick used to end the match for him. It was like super kick, then one and done. And they were just super kicking each other and getting straight back up. So I didn't really like that.
Yeah, that was too much.
I'm just nitpicking. Otherwise, it's a great match. I'm just nitpicking though.
Look, I felt that the crowd lost momentum in this one and even went into the next one with even less kind of momentum until the end of the next match. But yeah, the super kicks, you're absolutely right, Mars. Nitpicking, yeah. But yeah, the super kicks are meant to mean something, right? When you get super kicked by someone, that's it. You're out. You know, you're gone. Young Bucks. Super kick backwards and forwards. Yeah,
that's something in my throat. Sorry.
Sorry, what was that?
Young Bucks.
Oh, I thought you said HBK, but no. All right.
Well done.
No, overselling kicks. That's what I'm saying. Because the Young Bucks unfortunately do that.
Yeah, they do.
We're not talking about the minor leagues today.
I was getting an example.
We'll talk about them. We'll talk about because they made an appearance.
We digress.
We digress. But yeah, look, I was sure there was going to be some sort of interference here, man. Again, it was one of those matches that was like, something's going to happen. When is it going to happen? It never happened. It was just a straight up match.
But it was good. It was a drop match, which we always said it's good to have one of those in any PLE because you need that little bit, just bring the people down before you bring them back up again. So it's always to have those one
values.
Of those.
Peaks and valleys.
So it's the next one. The next one was just a quick fucking match, which is Jay Cargill, Bianca Belair, Naomi against Damage Control. We knew who was going to win. We all picked it. It was easy. There was just to show the dominance of Jay Cargill, which looks absolutely great. That entrance was fucking awesome. Jay Cargill looks like absolutely beast today. Raw, if you haven't watched Raw, watch Raw. She's just, they're making a B. She's going to be the one going against Rhea Ripley. That's for sure. That's going to be day one feud. It's going to go for a while. It's going to be them too because they're absolute beast and Jay Cargill is absolute beast. He did not look bad. He looked great. And that ending, I just love that ending. It's like a mommy ending, but backwards. So I love the ending from there from Jay Cargill. He's like, hey, he chills. What do you guys thought?
Yeah, look, great. Jay Cargill looked great, man. That slap with the hair that Bianca Belair gave Asuka. Oh man, that echoed.
He could hear everywhere.
That was incredible. But no, Jay looked great, man. They waited for her to the end. We knew she was going to, as soon as she came in, she was going to just destroy everyone. And she did, which was great. So she had a little WrestleMania moment. And you're right, they're building up to her to be a monster, right? So, yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah, I agree with all that. Every man and his dog knew who the winner would be of this match. No issue with it. It was a great match. Jade Cargill, she's like a statue carved by Da Vinci, man. Like she's just chiseled. She's Mads. Just a beast, man. I thought she held her own in this match. And I don't think there's much more to say. Great match, deserved winners, and Damage Control didn't lose any of their impact either by losing this match.
No. The only thing problem is those titles are meaning shit right now. That's the only thing at the moment.
They'll change hands. They have to.
Hopefully.
They do mean shit.
I think Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill will get those titles.
That wouldn't surprise me. But you know my thoughts on the women's tag team title and the way they treat it. They haven't shown any respect in a very long time.
Since it's the Bella Twins, I think they just absolutely lost everything. The Bella Twins was the only ones that just actually left it for a long time, and they actually were holding it really well up high. But after that, he kind of went away. And the next one is for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. The one that Maz was the only one that got it right. About three weeks ago. That's right. Renz is still angry about it. Because I wrote it wrong, but it's on audio that he got it right. So we can't really fight about that. It was just a great match. It was just absolutely insane. Both of them look absolutely huge. Gunther did not lose any momentum. He did not lose any power, any relevancy, nothing. He just lost, literally. Just Sami Zayn finally was able to put that one over him. That's it. At the end, it was there. I was hoping for something else, but because Gunther. Now, funny enough, 666 days. It's just absolutely funny that that's the number, 666. It's the number that they gave him for the number days he was as champion. But we got Sami Zayn as a new WWE Intercontinental Champion. Guys, what are your thoughts?
Fantastic. Really, really happy. Great match, as always, when these two guys get in the ring. It was, talk about high risk. What about that brain buster at the end, like off the top rope? That was insane. After a long bout, I thought, oh, shit.
That's what I said when I said the message. Fuck, that look ugly. It wasn't the ugly of a fuck. That just looked shit. No, the ugly, like, the way he fell down, he looked ugly. I thought something happened, but then when you watch it again, it was just
damn perfect. Gunther sold it. Gunther sold it perfectly. And then the Haluva kick, wow. Like Gunther was basically out in the corner and his head was dropped to the side and Sami Zayn just kicked kicked him into next week and then got the 1-2-3. Great result. Really interested. This storyline is going to keep going. Chad Gable's obviously going to get involved. My prediction is it will be Chad Gable versus Gunther at Backlash.
Ooh.
Because I think what's going to happen is that Chad Gable is going to say to Sami Zayn, I helped you. I said that you owe me a favor. I'm calling the favor in. And then Gunther's going to be like, well, hold on, mate. I want a rematch. I've got a rematch clause and I'm ahead of the line before you. And then we'll probably get, Adam Pearce coming and say, well, there's only one way to settle this: Backlash, Gunther, Chad Gable, winner gets Sami Zayn.
That wouldn't be bad. I don't mind that.
One of the comments that I said to you guys was like, Jesus, Gunther's getting really thin. Mm. I'm used to seeing Gunther as Walter in the indies, and he was a beast. Fat Walter. Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah. Like the match I sent you guys with Darby Allin.
That's it.
I was surprised when he lost. I was like, oh shit. But it kind of made sense, Mars, with what you said in WWE going to Germany. So it'll make sense that he regains the title, when it's in Germany, right? So
I don't know if that's a given. That's what I initially thought too. But look what they did with Drew at Clash of the Castle. He didn't.
I don't think they're going to give it back to him.
I don't think they're going to give it. I don't think it's going to be a short run for Sammy. I don't. Yeah. I think they will fight in Germany, but I think Gunther will lose. Gunther's not German. Gunther's Austrian.
No, he's Austrian.
Austrian. Yeah.
That's also they're not going to give it to him in Germany. Who knows? I'm not going to explain more than that. That was great. Sami getting the championship. And now we'll see what happened. When you guys watch Raw, you will see what's the storyline happening and all the stuff. So Raw always brings it in. So all the titles are there. So it will be in SmackDown. But let's go to the main plate, which it was a tag team between the Bloodline, which is Roman Reigns, The Rock, against Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins. This was an absolute battle. 44 minutes, man. They absolutely straight the shit out of each other to the point that just Seth Rollins barely could walk the next day. He can barely make it to the last match of the night where he had to be held up by many people to get in the ring and out of the ring. He was absolutely destroyed. The Rock looked great, man. Fuck.
Yeah.
What is the ring grass, bro? Show me ring grass. Nothing. It was absolutely impressive that The Rock had no ring grass on this. He did just fucking good. He's oversold a little bit some stuff, but that's just The Rock being The Rock.
But that's what he does. Yeah, that's what he
exactly.
does. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what he does. Like the speed that Roman gave him, he just sold in such a funny way. But yeah, just it was great. We knew the result. At least me and Mas knew where it needs to be going to be able to have what we had in night two. The only one that he picked away was Renzo. He said Cody and Seth. Me and Mas said Roman and Rock because we gave many reasons, which they actually, we were right because actually it happened. It just, if that wouldn't happen, we wouldn't have what we happened in night two. That's for sure.
Of course.
So it was a great match in general. 44 minutes, man. I didn't even know until I saw the time. I just enjoyed it.
Look, man, I was kind of afraid in this match because I saw Seth. I was worried about Seth more than anyone, more than Roman, or more than Cody, because Seth took some hits, man, in this match. And we know that this guy, and we've talked about it all the time. He's got some major injuries, right? And the fact that he had to be held up the following night is testament to the pain that this guy is going through, but he gave his all, man. I hats off to our boy Seth Rollins, who gave us a shout out. He was an absolute beast, man. He showed why he is top tier wrestling wrestler, and man, my hats off to him. I was just in awe, more so than The Rock, more so than Roman, more so than Cody. Just seeing Seth just put his body on the line was incredible.
Yeah, for me, it was one of the best tag team matches I've ever seen in all my years of watching wrestling. It was absolutely brutal. You're right, Rod. The Rock did not skip a beat. Overselling is his thing. You remember how he used to oversell the Stone Cold Stunners? Stunner. Like, that was gold. Yeah. I loved it. And it was a great lead up to the main event of night two, which we'll get into on the second part of the show. But yeah, man, it was, like I said, brutal. It went for a long time, but you know what? It didn't feel like a 44-minute match. It was just so engrossing, and it was just like it just capturing, and it was just like there was no downtime. There was no down moment. There was no lull. There was no valley. It was just all peaks, man. It was, it was fucking great.
Yeah, it was just absolutely
insane. I was surprised in this match that there was no interference, but we knew that was going to happen in the next night, right? But no, man, it was.
Yeah, that's why they had to win. They had to win. It had to be Bloodline rules for the main event. Otherwise, it's just what happened couldn't have happened.
Yeah. And also gives Roman Reigns one more.
I'll tell you what I did like. I liked how The Rock was threatening the referee. Like, don't count.
That was awesome.
Don't count.
That was awesome.
Or you'll get fired. And the ref's like, what am I supposed to do? Like, you know. He was even apologizing to Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that. I was like, sorry, I can't do nothing about it. I'm literally, my hands are crossed. I think that was just absolutely genius. They went into the crowd also.
I love that. Loved it.
Loved they went to the crowd because also as soon as The Rock say, you don't count out, we win you, fuck, this is going to go anyway. And they just... Mama Rhodes was there in front row. Yeah. You know, she was there watching what was happening. It said, I think that the main did or the what's it called, the MVP of this was, like you said, right? So I think it was Seth Rollins. So Rollins just put his body on the line. He did not cross Cody Rhodes at all. He did put his body, man. He put his body there. He did give it all. So they really saw that like they really wanted to win it. They really want that he really wanted Cody Rhodes to defeat Roman Reigns in a one-on-one, which was absolutely insane. So just a great match. He just set up night two, man. We went to sleep thinking, holy shit, that night two is going to have some surprises. And The Rock said it in the press conference, like, wait, because there will be surprises. And God damn, we were surprised.
But that's that's what he said. When all the ball started rolling with all this stuff of The Rock coming back and everything, he said that the reason why he didn't come back in WrestleMania 39, and anyway, as a sidebar, seeing what he's done now, I'm so fucking spewing that this didn't happen last year when I was there. But the reason why he didn't come back was because he wanted something different. He wanted something special. And boy, did they deliver.
And not just that. He literally said he was coming back as a babyface. But as soon as he saw that reaction,
he
rewrote the whole script. And Triple H said as well in many shows, they rewrote the whole thing in such a way that it made it better.
Apparently it was The Rock that requested that tag team match for night one. It was his idea.
And it makes sense. Absolutely sense, even though there was just what happened in the first WrestleMania, which the main event was a tag team match. It makes absolutely sense and put The Rocks as a heel. Gray Hill, I kind of spoil it for Marcel anyways, so I'm not going to say what happened Raw, but it's just great, you know.
I saw the first hour.
Okay, sweet. So The Rock, The Rock is now the best tagline, and when people went absolutely nuts when The Rock said your story with Roman is finished, and he pauses and says, "I once just started." Absolutely nuts. So it's just, we can't wait, man.
He's gone away for a while. As expected, he's going away for a while.
He's going to go away for a while, but he'll be present somehow. So that our story just getting started. I mean, it's going to have some interference every now and then. It's Cody Rhodes trying to build it up to what's going to be probably WrestleMania 41. So we'll see. So with this, we got night one done pack. And we're going to go for a break. And last as we're doing lately, part two, we'll have night two of WrestleMania.